It's Helping Hand. Fridays on HPR, part of All Things Considered during our afternoon drive broadcast, then archived at hawaiipublicradio.org. We try to put the spotlight with Helping Hand on an organization, event, or topic that offers assistance to people with disabilities and people and animals that are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. This week, we are welcoming the American Cancer Society, and they've got these upcoming Relays for Life, July 20th in Wailuku, Hilo, and Honolulu all at once. Then August 10th, Kapa'a, August 17th in Kona. We're going to hear about other ways to support them and ways to tap these events. From the American Cancer Society in Hawaii, we have Kathy Alsup, who is the executive director. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Where are you guys based in Hawaii?
In Hawaii, we have 29 staff members, and we are on all the islands. So we're on Kauai, Big Island, Maui, Guam as well, and Honolulu. We represent all the islands in Hawaii and Guam.
These fundraising efforts that you guys do support a lot of different specialized services. The Hope Lodge is one of them, and they also help you to tap into and then organize other volunteer resources like Road to Recovery as well. Explain what these two services are.
Sure. The American Cancer Society, as you say, is a very large organization, and we do two big programs that you talked about. One is Road to Recovery, volunteer drivers who will take our cancer patients who need to go to treatment and can't get a ride, or they aren't allowed to drive because of the treatment or the follow-up from the treatment. So we have volunteers that we train and manage to be able to provide these rides free of charge. And then our Hope Lodge program is our neighbor island cancer patients many times may have to come to Oahu for their cancer treatment. We have created a 20-room lodging facility on Oahu that they can come and stay for free whenever they need to for their active cancer treatment on Oahu.
Are the Road to Recovery services offered on islands other than Oahu?
Yes, they are. We have over 5,000 volunteers in Hawaii that are helping cancer patients. There's some amazing programs that we have, including our Reach to Recovery. So breast cancer patients who are going through their active treatment, we've recruited some volunteers that have actually gone through breast cancer treatment themselves to be one-on-one support for them.
Like coaches.
Yeah, coaches, and just talking through what was best to eat during that time, what happened with their hair. They really kind of go through like a mentoring program with them to help them feel more comfortable with what they're going through with their cancer treatment. So somebody who's gone through it themselves is there for cancer patients as they're going through it.
Reach to Recovery?
Reach to Recovery. At the American Cancer Society, there's a couple things. So Hope Lodge, we definitely will ask for administrative, clerical kind of support, social media, marketing support. And that's the same as all of our offices.
White-collar support.
Yeah. You know, we really can't do it ourselves. Right. And it is a volunteer-run organization, and we depend on our volunteers. That's one area that volunteers can be huge support for us, is really planning these events as well. The Relay for Life, we have another signature event, Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. That'll be in October. People can give back in many ways. They can give back financially. They can give back in their time. They can give back in their testimony and their advocacy. So volunteers in Hawaii, at least for American Cancer Society, serve many, many purposes.
As we turn to these Relays for Life, they help you to fund the air transportation program?
When patients have to come to Oahu for treatment, they're coming from a neighbor island, and a referral is from their doctor that they need treatment on Oahu. So yes, if someone is on a neighbor island and they need to come to Oahu for treatment, we will house them. If they're from Oahu, they need to be 40 miles or more away to receive that treatment. But on the information and the 24/7 cancer information, the moment you're diagnosed with cancer, you want to talk to somebody and you want to find out, what do I do next? And I think that's where a lot of our services for anybody that is going through cancer, every single person can make the call to our 800 number at any time, and we will do everything we can, not only of getting them information, but helping them with possible, you know, insurance issues, or if they're having financial issues. Medical, you know, issues are huge for our population. Medical bankruptcies are, you know, one of the top level bankruptcies because of medical reasons, and cancer patients are very much in that.
The way that these Relay for Life events work to raise cash for your efforts?
Sure. As our signature fundraising event, you know, we definitely, throughout the nation, throughout the world, this Relay for Life takes place. And in Hawaii, we have 7 relays. And each of them have a volunteer-led group that goes out and finds the family, the friends, the community, the corporations that want to help fight cancer. I mean, it's really about the battle against cancer. And then also honoring and recognizing survivors who actually have beat cancer. Mm-hmm. And we also recognize and honor people who've lost their battle with cancer. So we recruit teams. We also have sponsors that will sponsor the event, such as Relay for Life. It could be a tent sponsor. It could be a stage sponsor, food. It could be any of those kind of sponsorships. But we kind of have 2 sides to it. And the second is the team. So families, church groups will form a team, mm-hmm. and they will raise money in honor of somebody or in honor of the fight or, you know, just whatever has brought them together as that team. And they raise money either through online fundraising, mm-hmm. through bake sales, they'll do, you know, garage sales, whatever kind of their creative way of fundraising, and then that money will go towards Relay for Life and the fight against cancer.
It's just you sign up and then start raising funds.
You sign up and start raising funds. So okay. There's no entry fee. We let them choose how they want to participate. And competitions come, you know, about. There's scuba diving, Bark for Life. There's so many creative ways that people can come up with.
And this supports all of your programs?
Yes.
Got to be a big need for volunteers to both organize them in advance and then be on site too.
Yes. Events are very time consuming, but we definitely need support. So it's setup support, it's planning a specific need. Oahu right now, you know, is coming up. We do need volunteer support there, more manpower for the day of the event. So if anyone is interested in that, we'd love to have more manpower there. But every event could utilize as many volunteers as we could get.
And as you said, there's kind of a skill level for everybody. So, and it's also, yes, one of these things, it's like, I don't know if you can find a person who hasn't been touched by cancer.
No. Now, everyone I've ever talked to has had a connection to cancer, and about 1 in 2 people will get cancer in their lifetime, at least men, and 1 in 3 women will get cancer, a diagnosis in their lifetime. And, you know, our goal really is to change that dynamic and to make sure that we save more lives.
And then we mentioned the Hope Lodge again. So this is a place, it's got gathering areas, it's got community dining rooms. What else do you need on the physical there? Are supplies of any kind, furnishings for that, kitchenware?
Right. We've been open about almost 2.5 years now, and it's 20 rooms, and we have a lot of amazing community space there. So there's always need for Keurig coffee cups. There's always need for groups come in, and we'll do a dinner for our patients that are there and do a, you know, Taco Tuesday or bingo night or,
and people,
you know,
will do what? They'll provide the food, they'll cook it?
Yeah. Yeah, provide the food or cook it there. Wow. We have an amazing kitchen. But really, it's just sharing that community with our guests who are staying there at the time.
Laundry supplies, linens, towels, other home materials for the lodge still in need.
I'm just flashing back
to what Michelle and I talked about. So lots of ways people can try to make that place more homey. So first of all, their website's an easy way to find them online, cancer.org. When you get there, you enter your zip or your city. You can give them a call to 808-595-7500. They have a 24-hour hotline that's always open and staffed live. It's 800-227-2345. And when you're supporting them, you're helping to finance that. You can get the full interview, the radio feature, all of our other Helping Hand guests, all their contact information at hawaiipublicradio.org. The American Cancer Society has a lot of ways to support them, but some upcoming Relays for Life are going to be taking place starting July 20th in Wailuku, Hilo, and Honolulu, moving on to Kapa'a August 10th and Kona August 17th. It is the executive director of the American Cancer Society in Hawaii. It's Kathy Alsop. Outstanding organization.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.